Next month, as part of the war on terrorism, the Immigration and Naturalization Service will expand a program to track foreigners in the United States. All nationals arriving here from 5 Middle Eastern countries will be fingerprinted, photographed, and required to notify authorities of their movements. But Saudi Arabia, which was home for most of the September 11th hijackers, is not among those 5 countries. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The nations targeted for registration are all on the U.S. list of countries that sponsor terrorism: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Sudan, and Syria. Hussein Ibish of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee says this makes no sense. None of those countries have proven ties to al-Qaeda.
It's politically simpler and easier to sell and less costly politically just to throw the 5 Arab countries on the terrorism list into a pot, whether that actually makes sense, whether it actually stands up to, you know, factual and logical interrogation or not, and just present that as something that will enhance the security of this country.
Saudi Arabia, of course, is an American ally in the Middle East and a key supplier of U.S. oil. Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies agrees by not targeting Saudi Arabians, the U.S. is letting politics get in the way of good security.
The administration seems to want to tighten up immigration control enough to satisfy public concerns, but not so much that it might upset various constituencies, whether in the United States or overseas.
Well, yes, of course, says Ned Walker, head of the Middle East Institute.
There's always a political aspect to national security. In the 35 years I was in the government, that always became a factor, and it will always be a factor.
But in this case, Walker does not believe the politics undermine security. While some academics and former government officials have accused Saudi Arabia of supporting terror activities, Walker says he can find no such evidence. Walker also believes Saudi Arabia may be a vital ally in any future war with Iraq, despite Saudi insistence that the U.S. cannot use the country as a staging ground for attacks. The State Department has repeatedly defended the Desert Kingdom, as in a recent briefing by spokesman Phil Reeker.
Again, as we've said many times, U.S.-Saudi counterterrorism cooperation has been very solid, and we have every expectation to believe that that will continue.
And so the administration has dismissed mounting pressure to take a tougher line with its ally. None of this means that some Saudi Arabians won't be tracked when they arrive here. Under the new program, immigration officials will also register individuals whom the State Department deems to be an elevated national security risk. They'll be checked against a terrorism watch list. This includes fingerprints of suspected militants recently collected by the U.S. military in Afghanistan. What's more, Justice Department spokeswoman Susan Dryden says immigration officers will continue to pull aside anyone they decide is a potential threat.
They've been trained to look for any kind of suspicious activity, but a lot of that will be based upon if they also fit other criteria that reflects current intelligence.
In other words, people from Saudi Arabia or any country could be targeted for tracking at any time. This comforts supporters of the program, who believe more, if not all, foreigners should be registered. It scares the critics who say by registering too many people, the government will only make it harder to pinpoint the bad guys. Justice spokeswoman Dryden says a pilot project running criminal background checks on visitors has led to 2,000 arrests so far this year. The terrorist tracking program is to be up and running nationwide by October 1st. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.